And I guess they made a living tricky. They were tricky, as people said. They trade you a mule. Looked like you were plumb perfect, you know. And a week later, he'd be just blind as a bass. They'd have somewhere a doctor in them up for you. You know, look all right until you they trade them off. And then maybe a week later, he'd be blind. Don't see a wing. But that way, if they could do that, it was, of course it wasn't, it was crooked, but a man trades for what he's looking at, you know. And they were just smart, I guess, to know how to do stuff like that. Make a long story short, they had just outsmarted him, that's all they had done.
Would you ever hear of any names maybe people might use for different groups of people if they were Germans? Do you ever hear any names people called Germans during the war?
Yeah, we had what we called a German prisoner, you know, during the war here, and they'd come out, they'd send the truckload out here to stack your peanuts for you. In other words, you'd pay the government or something so much, and they'd just send the crew out, and they'd, I guess they'd give it to them. I believe they did, divided among them. Because they charge you so much a stack. I remember that. And they'd stack your peanuts for you. German prison. I know I wore a hat to Blakely one time. Just didn't think nothing about it, no, just old my brother-in-law was in the army down there at the station. He brought two or three of the things up here and just told them down. I started the town, I just reached and got one and put it on my head. Went to Blakely, and I met the police. I noticed him looking at me before he got to me. When I got there, he stopped me. He said, "Say something." I was young, and little, always been a little, so I reckon I looked like a boy to him, I don't know. But anyway, he says, "Say," he says, "Where'd you get that hat?" I said, "I just picked it up, John Holmes." He said, "Well, you take it off. And go, when you get to the car, you put it in the car and don't wear it no more," said. "Said, somebody will just shoot you down." Walking out here by himself, said, "That's a German prisoner." I didn't even know it. Said, "That's a German prisoner hat." Not wearing it all the time.
Did you ever hear any names that they might, people might call Germans? Just kind of slang names or something?
No, don't believe it. Jew. They call them Jews. Well, I don't have anything against the Jew myself. But a lot of people do. Every single time. Pardon me, I don't know. And a Yankee, see, they call a, I know we got a few Yankees in Middle County. Of course, I never have known one that fit in, except one. We got one over in town, a good old friend that I got. And nice fella. He's when he runs the Chevrolet place there in Cock. And he just fit right in the picture when he got down south. But most of them don't fit in. I don't know. The people resent them, I guess, and they feel that still same resentment. They just don't mix up. But he does. He's nice of them.
What kinds of different religious groups would you have around here?
Well, we got the church, different denominations, Church of God and the Church of Christ, and the Missionary Baptist and the Prevail Baptist and the Primitive Baptist, the Nazarene. Well, I guess Methodist. I guess there's some Catholic churches, maybe in Donville. I don't believe there is one in Coffee. But there's not many Catholic around here.
Did you ever hear any names that people might call a Primitive Baptist?
Well,